Let's just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week. And joining us now to do that, like she does each week, is Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. Her website is onantaforbes.com. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Big news this week between WestJet and Sunwing. From what I've gathered, well, let's talk about the story first, and then. But from what I've gathered, though, from other industry analysts, that this is not a bad thing.
You're right; it isn't a bad thing. And WestJet and Sunwing made the official announcement that they have reached a definitive agreement under which the WestJet group of companies will acquire Sunwing Vacations and Sunwing Airlines. Now, the deal still has to get regulatory approval, but Sunwing is optimistic. They've cited the combination of complementary businesses of the Western Canadian-based airline and the Ontario-based tour operator. Additional benefits Sunwing believes that the purchase will bring is more jobs, more choice, and lower prices. WestJet stated the acquisition of Sunwing will allow WestJet to access a bigger share of the Canadian Sun Resort business. Overall, the deal should be a net positive for shareholders, employees, and customers.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if they keep the Sunwing brand or what they'll do with that. But overall, I think it's looks like it's a positive thing. Let's talk about cruise guidelines. I found this to be odd. I was expecting an announcement about Canada and the cruise industry this week, but nothing happened.
No. The Canadian government actually unrolled a new set of guidelines for cruise ships that require 100% vaccination for all ships stopping at its ports. And this potentially complicates the 2022 Alaska cruise season. Canada's guidelines create a higher standard for cruising than the CDC. The CDC is grading ships based on their vaccination rates. They will label ships with at least 95% of passengers and crew with two initial doses as highly vaccinated. Ships with 95% of passengers and crew with two doses plus a booster shot as standard of excellent ships. Those that do not meet these criteria are labeled not highly vaccinated. So the concern is, and it is being played out by Alaska lawmakers, they're working on new legislation that would allow cruise ships to continue to sail past Canada without the required stop. The issue at the moment is still about resolving Canadian government requirements. If that cannot be worked out promptly, the industry will seek to have government regulations suspended, like what took place last year, and itineraries will bypass Canada altogether. Transport Canada said more announcements will be coming soon, but hopefully it's not too late because the cruise ships are anxious to get sailing again, and Alaska is a hot spot during the summer spring season.
Well, it sure is, and as you mentioned, they can easily bypass the Port of Vancouver or the Port of Victoria and still do an Alaska cruise. And then we have those two words again, coming soon, that the government seems to love so much.
Yeah, let's get going. Yep. Let's get our cruises stopping in Canadian ports.
Mm-hmm. And quickly, just to close out, Canada closing airspace to Russian aircraft.
Right. So in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the government of Canada has closed Canadian airspace to all Russian-owned or operated aircraft. There are currently no direct flights between Canada and Russia, but several Russian flights typically fly through Canadian airspace daily en route to U.S. destinations. So as per our Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Melanie Joly, Canada will continue to do everything it can against the Russian regime's aggression.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes, or you can check out her website. Lots of info there, and onantaforbes.com. Always fun to chat, Onanta. We'll do it again next week.
Take care, Randy.